Listen, you are about to hear a sound that only a few dozen people have ever heard. Gas escaping from a well in Lee County. I'm standing in front of Butler number 3. It's a shut-in well, which means it's been capped with something called a Christmas tree. Now, the Christmas tree is only about 5 feet tall. It's painted green, and it has 3 shut-off valves coming out of it. It's set up this way so that people can come back and attach pipes to it, but it's been shut in like this since the 1990s. Butler number 3, drilled in 1998, was one of several wells dug over the years in Lee County by oil and gas prospectors. To understand how this gas got here, we need to look at its ancient history.
North Carolina, 230 million years ago, was basically just north of the equator.
That's Vincent Schneider, curator of paleontology at the North Carolina Museum of Natural History.
All the continents at this time formed this one supercontinent called Pangaea. As it was forming in the southern hemisphere, was actually starting to split apart in the northern hemisphere. Before it actually pulled away, it stretches. And that stretching produced a large rift valley filled with lakes.
And basically, algae and other living things in these lakes died and sank to the bottom. Enough pressure and heat turned them into natural gas. The gas became trapped in shale rock. People have known about the presence of natural gas in North Carolina for a long time. So why are some in a hurry to drill more wells now? Well, for starters, the new technology of hydraulic fracturing is very effective at mining so-called shale gas. Geologists estimate there are 1.7 trillion cubic feet of technically recoverable gas in North Carolina, and the recent economic downturn has given new urgency to turning this gas into dollars.
Lee County has traditionally had a higher unemployment rate than the surrounding counties because we've been very heavily reliant on industrial manufacturing over the years.
Jim Womack is chair of the Mining and Energy Commission, the body that's developing regulations for the natural gas industry in North Carolina.
With a heavy reliance on industrial manufacturing, you also end up with the problem of higher poverty levels and lower median family income. You introduce the oil and gas industry, all of a sudden your restaurants and your motels are full and business is booming.
Womack is right about Lee County. As of January, its unemployment rate remained stuck above 12%, but the jobs argument isn't completely convincing to people like Bill Tatum, former chair of the Lee County School Board, especially since that total of 1.7 trillion cubic feet is less than a state like Pennsylvania produces in just 1 year.
It's not enough cubic feet of gas to sustain long term. 3 to 4 years, people will make higher wages, human nature, they're going to buy automobiles, Harley Davidsons, houses that, you know, that they can afford while they're working. But if it doesn't last 4 or 5 years, it's going to bust.
There is a fair criticism of this particular industry because it doesn't typically bring with it a lot of or a very large number of long-term new jobs.
Again, this is Jim Womack of the Mining and Energy Commission.
The long-term economic gain to the county is not necessarily in, you know, a large number of new jobs, but rather on the economic productivity from the ground. The landowners, the mineral rights owners, they profit handsomely from that. And that money typically gets reinvested back in the county for other purposes.
People who own their mineral rights do stand to make a lot of money. But at what cost? Hydraulic fracturing creates millions of gallons of toxic wastewater, which is a chief concern for a lot of people. Tatum is also worried about the general quality of life in Lee County.
The roads are going to be very crowded. It's going to be very crowded with heavy equipment, tandem axle trucks, water tankers, to and from the well site.
The price of natural gas has reached all-time lows lately, around $4 per 1,000 cubic feet. Some in the industry believe it will have to reach $5 or higher before drilling is economically feasible here. With high production in other states keeping prices low, this could take many years. That delay might buy the state some time to figure out exactly what the benefits and costs of hydraulic fracturing really are. For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm Richard Ziegler.